Thank you for your generous and regular support of Issues Etc. Your gifts and your prayers are vital to our Christ-centered, cross-focused radio outreach. A good summary of my hopes for Issues Etc. for 2009 are St. Paul's words to the Colossians. Pray for us, too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way that you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Thank you again for your support of Issues Etc. We'll continue defending the faith, teaching the truth, and making the most of every opportunity to proclaim Christ and Him crucified. I'm not joking. It really is hot in here. Did you guys turn up the thermostat on purpose just to drive me crazy?
I just turned it down just for you, big boy.
I've got this gigantic vent with no return in this room, and it really heats up in here.
Here's the problem. The problem is the main studio doesn't have any doors. Craig has a door in his office. I have a door in my office, and you're like sandwiched in between us. So you're feeling the love from both of us.
Absolutely.
We're calling this an office now? This is the reception area. This is where the board is. This isn't an office.
No, it's all the bunker, guys. We may have a reception area in the bunker, but it's all the bunker. But look, I'd happily put up with the heat and whatever the company of you guys happily put up with it to remain behind the safety of the bunker's walls. It's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. We got four soundbites to play for you from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We're going to let you listen to them, and then it'll be time for you to vote 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor George Borghardt. We're just calling this the clergy test.
The world's religion will have anything but Jesus. And so it's the clergy test. You want to test a clergyman to find out whether or not he's faithful. See how much you can talk about Jesus. Don't talk about God. Talk about Jesus and what he did for you on the cross. And if the guy gets a little hesitant and starts fidgeting or looks at his watch and he's got something better to do, well, then you need to go to a different church. Because before the guy even gets in the pulpit, if he's nervous about Christ, he has not in mind the things of God, he has in mind the things of men. As if Christ did not raise from the tomb and isn't sitting at the right hand of God going, I thought I sent my preachers to preach the gospel. It's not just that, you know, you have your religion, Todd, and I have mine, and it's okay that you have yours and I have mine. I don't want to hear about him. I don't want to hear about Jesus. And to that religion, far be it from you, Lord, this should never happen to you, is the get behind me, Satan. You're a hindrance to me. You don't have in mind the things of God. You have in mind the things of men.
All right, that's soundbite number one, Pastor George Borghardt on the clergy test, 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. It's soundbite of the week. Here's soundbite number two, Bishop Gene Robinson on what he isn't going to mention in his inaugural prayer.
I've actually read back over the inaugural prayers of the last 30 or 40 years, and frankly, I've been shocked at how aggressively Christian they are. And my intention is not to invoke the name of Jesus, but to make this a prayer for Christians and non-Christians alike. Although I hold the scripture to be the word of God, you know, those scriptures are holy to me and to Jews and Christians, but to many other faith traditions, they have their own sacred texts. And so rather than insert that and really exclude them from the prayer by doing so, I want this to be a prayer to the God of our many understandings and a prayer that all people of faith can join me in. It allows people to pray to a God of really many understandings. And let's face it, each one of us has a different understanding of God. No one of us can fully understand God, or else God wouldn't be God.
That's soundbite number two, 1-877-623-6943. Should it be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week comes from Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, an interchange with her and an emailer on a religion story that didn't make the 2008 top 10. Carrie in Minnesota emails us. She says, I think Issues Etc. being canceled due to programmatic and financial reasons. She says, I am being sarcastic here. Should be on the list. She says, that woke up a lot of people. I think more people are aware of the new issues, et cetera, now, and all things end up working together for the good. I wholeheartedly agree, Carrie. Now, Molly, you were part of the newsmakers in this story. Are you surprised that the cancellation of this radio program didn't make Religion News Writers Association list top 10 of the 2008?
It was my number one story of the year. I don't know. But it does speak to a broader trend when you look at the bureaucratization of national church bodies or international church bodies, or the disconnect between the leadership of church bodies, which tend to be much more liberal than their lay people. And it's a great hook to sort of explore these problems that exist in basically almost every church.
Okay, that's soundbite number two. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number four, Pastor Bill Swirla on Christian freedom and your neighbor.
That's exactly the way to say it, is to hell with the law. That's not the point. There's a guy who needs me, and I'm here, and God has put us together. You see, you don't consult the commandments. You don't say, oh, is this a sin? Is this isn't a sin? Gee, I don't know what I'm going to do. I better call my pastor before I do anything. I don't know. Maybe there's a book on the shelf from the Christian bookstore to tell me, you know, is this my purpose in life? I don't. You just do it because it needs to be done. See, and that's true freedom. Freedom doesn't worry about these things because there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We are covered with his robe of righteousness, which cannot be sullied. We are priests forever to him, and our priesthood cannot be rendered unclean by getting down and dirty with those in need.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Pastor Bill Swirla on Christian freedom and your neighbor. Which of these four should be the issues, etc. soundbite of the week? Callers get top priority in the voting. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Call or email now, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one, Pastor George Borghardt with his clergy test. Soundbite number two, Bishop Gene Robinson on what he isn't going to mention in his inaugural prayer. Soundbite number three, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway on a religion news story that didn't make the 2008 top 10. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Bill Swirla on Christian freedom and your neighbor. It's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org. We've got nothing against bumper stickers, just bumper sticker theology. And we'd like to send you the new Issues Etc. bumper sticker. You'll find the Issues Etc. logo, slogan, and website address. Simply send your request to Lutheran Public Radio, 1600 Gulfview Drive, Suite 230, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope. Good theology doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, but you can tell people where to find good theology, the new Issues Etc. bumper or window sticker.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Pastor Adam Dietrich, Marlene Dietrich, Pastor James Zhang, Sonia Zhang, Pastor Troy Neuhauer, Julianne Bubeck-Wardenberg, Barbara Salter, Lee Kunkel, Richard Perino, and Richard and Linda Roosh. Thanks for your support.
Never trust a smiling evangelical. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most talk radio shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you for the production salaries and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a financial gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend upon you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration. Welcome back to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon. It's the 16th of January. It's time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We're giving away the Lutheran Public Radio bundle package to the listener with the best reason for why they chose their soundbite of the week. You can either email or you can call, but the best reason will get the Lutheran Public Radio bundle package, an Issues Etc. pen, travel mug, and an I Have Issues t-shirt. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's Steve in St. Louis. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing today?
Very well.
Great. I have to go with the gentleman from New Hampshire.
The gentleman from New Hampshire.
I can't really call him a bishop because I don't know who he's a bishop of. Because for a couple of reasons. First of all, he tends to be ashamed of the gospel since he's unwilling to fulfill his duty as a bishop in a Christian church of proclaiming the gospel. And I also think that it's fascinating where he's highly accepted as, oh, what an enlightened person, because he's willing to capitulate.
All right, Steve, thank you very much. That's one vote for soundbite number two, Bishop Gene Robinson. Let's see what Tom in Texas has to say. Hi, Tom.
Good afternoon, Todd. I vote for soundbite number three, Molly Ziegler Hemingway.
And why so?
Why so? The cancellation of Issues, Etc. caused me to rethink my, quote, mission offering theology. Now I support specific ministries rather than a generic district or synodical bureaucratic budget boondoggle, for lack of better words, and select things like Issues, Etc., Lutheran World Relief, specifically for my mission offerings.
Tom, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Texas. Now, there's a man who's thinking like a Texan. He's thinking like a Texan. A whole other country, sometimes you got to be able to tell the wheat from the chaff. What would they say in Texas? They'd say the cows from the steers or the bulls. Bulls, no steers.
I thought it was longhorns from the Aggies, but I digress.
Ann's listening in St. Louis. Hi, Ann.
Oh, hi, Ann. I'm voting for Gene Robinson also because his illogical theology that seems to say that all theology is truth.
All theology is truth, whatever the theology may be.
Yeah, it's all okay.
That's right. It's all good theology. Ann, thank you very much. All right, you keeping track in there, Craigie? Good boy. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, playing Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Still time for your vote. Phone callers get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Here's a vote for soundbite number one from Karen in Michigan. She says, it was hard this week, but I think soundbite number one, Pastor George Borghardt, she gave no reason. Come on, Karen, give us a reason. Brady in Wisconsin says, my vote goes for Bishop Gene Robinson, his explanation of his prayer at the inauguration. By no means am I excited about what he said, but it is good for everyone to see how far some denominations have gone in their universalistic and postmodern thoughts. This mindset leaves many people drinking sand while thinking it's living water. The more thirsty they get, the more they drink the sand. May this soundbite remind everyone of how much our world needs the message of Christ, the living water, no matter where we are. Thank you, Todd, Jeff, for bringing me the Living Water Weekly. Thank you very much, Brady, for listening in Wisconsin and for voting. Kirsten in Fort Riley, Kansas says, I would like to put in a vote for the Bishop Robinson soundbite number two. He's such an accommodating guy that I wonder if those who are suing to have the inaugural prayers dropped would drop their suit for him. That's a great point. Would it bother him if the atheists were uncomfortable with his prayer? Thanks for letting us on-demand listeners have a vote. Happy to do it, Kirsten in Fort Riley, Kansas. Thanks for listening in Kansas. This one comes from Deb in Michigan. She says, if you're looking for the soundbite that makes you go, then it would be soundbite number two, Bishop Gene Robinson. I don't think he is alone in his line of thinking within the Episcopal Church either, and that's what's so distressing. When did Jesus become a bad word? But If you're looking for the soundbite that makes you go amen, then it would be soundbite number four, Pastor Bill Swirla. What a blessing to hear the truth from this great pastor. Since I can only pick one, says Deb, this is it. I'd rather fill my ears with these words. Soundbite number four for Deb in Michigan. Gail in Granite Falls, Minnesota says, wow, what a tough choice. Although I almost voted for Gene Robinson's clip because it was so appalling on so many counts, I decided for number four. Pastor Bill Swirla gives us such a liberating and joyful view of Christian freedom, the freedom to do what is right and good for our neighbor without fear of the law or fear of getting it wrong. Thank you very much, Gail. A vote for soundbite number four. A vote for soundbite number two from Beth in St. Louis. She says, it's my first time playing soundbite of the week. Well, welcome. This is a good selection of soundbites. It's hard to choose which one to vote for. However, since I can only vote for one, my vote goes to soundbite number two, Bishop Gene Robinson. I find it disappointing that he would not want to mention the name of Jesus in a prayer, and he's considered a bishop of a Christian denomination. He clearly does not have a grasp on who God is, who Jesus is, the God of our many understandings, she says. At the end of that soundbite, he tries to define God by his human secular understanding, that if God didn't accept the other faith, then that goes against who Gene Robinson believes God is. Thank you very much, Beth. Let's see. Don in Kansas says, I vote for Molly. That would be soundbite number three. When Issues Etc. was canceled, it served as a wake-up call to all the members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Many did wake up and found out how fast the pure Word of God can be taken from us. Also, how bad the house of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod needs to be cleaned up. The Ablaze movement is to burn the pure Word from the Synod, says Don in Kansas. All right, let's see. Our time is running out. I'm going to go through them really quickly. Steve in Medford, Oregon says soundbite number two. Let's see. He says they're all great, though. Soundbite number two is the vote for Paul in Colorado. He says it makes him angry to hear a supposed Christian bishop acknowledging God's word but denying Christ. David votes for soundbite number two. He says Gene Robinson typifies mainline Christianity in America today, ashamed of Jesus. A vote for soundbite number four from Andy in Skaggsville, Maryland. He says it was the most understandable explanation of Christian freedom from the law I have ever heard. Robin DeLuth votes for soundbite number two. He says he doesn't usually participate, but he's happy to do it this week. And as you listen to him, he says it's sad that he doesn't want to pray a Christian prayer. Susan in Texas votes for soundbite number three, where Molly talks about the disconnect between the liberal leadership of denominations and their lay people. Here's a call from Scott in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I really liked the honesty of Gene Robinson in his soundbite, but it's because of his soundbite that I'm actually going to vote for George Borghardt's clergy test, because obviously Gene Robinson has gone through the rigmarole of being a bishop, a gay one at that, in a church body that can't decide what it believes, and he has come out of the closet, so to speak, on being one of those clergy that just will all out avoid Jesus.
All right, Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for that vote. All right, the rest of the email votes are for soundbite number two. That means this is our winner for soundbite of the week this week.
I've actually read back over the inaugural prayers of the last 30 or 40 years, and frankly, I've been shocked at how aggressively Christian they are. And my intention is not to invoke the name of Jesus, but to make this a prayer for Christians and non-Christians alike. Although I hold the scripture to be the word of God, you know, those scriptures are holy to me and to Jews and Christians, but to many other faith traditions, they have their own sacred texts. And so rather than insert that and really exclude them from the prayer by doing so, I want this to be a prayer to the God of our many understandings and a prayer that all people of faith can join me in. It allows people to pray to a God of really many understandings. And let's face it, each one of us has a different understanding of God. No one of us can fully understand God, or else God wouldn't be God.
All right. Tom in Texas, he was an early voter via telephone. If you would email us your address and contact information at talkback@issuesetc.org, we'd be happy to send you the Lutheran Public Radio bundle package. It's an Issues Etc. pen, travel mug, and an I Have Issues t-shirt. I liked his reason for voting for soundbite number three. Even though soundbite number three didn't win, I liked his reason. talkback at issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who played Soundbite of the Week, everybody who voted, whether they called or emailed. Sorry we couldn't get to read all of the email of those who voted for Soundbite of the Week. We'll try and speed it up. There's just never enough time to do everything we need to do. When we come back, Hour 2 of Issues Etc. is straight ahead. Congressman John Shimkus joins us from the 19th District in Illinois. We're going to get a Washington update. Does he get a good seat at the inauguration next week? I wonder. I wonder what he expects out of the newly minted president, Barack Obama. We have to talk about the Freedom of Choice Act, whether or not it's a real possibility that Barack Obama could have an opportunity to sign that act. We got to talk about the makeup of the new Congress, the prosecution of the war, the future of pro-life legislation, and all of those things in our Washington update with Congressman John Shimkus on the other side of the break. Wesley Smith will be our guest after that. We'll talk about what he calls biological colonialism. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour 2 of Issues Etc. is ahead. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.